A worldwide effort to battle infectious diseases has approved a new round of funding. The Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria directs money to developing countries. That fund has been slow in distributing existing money, and countries have been slow in using it. But officials insist they are making progress, as NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Recently, the director of the Global Fund, Dr. Richard Feachum, has made the rounds in Washington to persuade Congress and the administration that the fund is on track and needs the U.S. to honor its $1.2 billion pledge. Even if at times countries seem to be slow in spending the $1.3 billion in grants the fund has already awarded.
The real issue is money being spent on the ground to treat people, to prevent disease, to buy drugs, to do the work. That money so far for the Global Fund equals $350 million. That's the money that's actually been effectively used so far.
Many countries have neither health workers nor clinics, in other words, the infrastructure to absorb the money. Still, there is progress. For example, in May, Zambia received $4 million of a $10 million grant. Part of that is to get systems into place, but some of the money actually gets put to work right away, buying insecticide-treated bed nets that are used to protect against mosquitoes that carry malaria. Dr. Simon Mpuka is the director of the Churches Association of Zambia.
From August to March 2004, 6,000 bed nets have been distributed to parts of Zambia. And by the end of this year, our target is 18,000 bed nets to be distributed.
It also allows Zambia to take steps that weren't allowed under assistance the country also receives from the U.S. government. It's able to buy malaria drugs that are more effective than those now being used. But Mpuka says Zambia needs the newer treatments that include the drug artemisinin, along with other therapies, or ACT.
Malaria is very serious in our country, and I think we haven't made a lot of success if you look at the last 10 years. In fact, malaria has become worse. Even the drugs that we are now using for treating malaria, chloroquine, which was a very cheap drug, it has 60% resistance. And the same applies for Fansida. And with the support of the Global Funds, 28 of the 72 districts in Zambia are now using the ACT as a first-line drug for malaria.
Some disagreements in countries that initially arose between national and local governments over the Global Fund are being resolved. For 2 years, the South African government blocked one of its provinces, KwaZulu-Natal, from receiving $72 million from the Global Fund. KwaZulu-Natal has the highest rate of HIV infection in the country, some studies showing nearly a third of adults infected. Dr. Robert Pavinsky, Director of Enhancing Care in KwaZulu-Natal, says the province was anxious to begin treatment before the government announced a plan late last year.
Unfortunately, what happened with our grant is we saw a need a long time ago before there was policy. And now that there is a South African policy, the funds have been rapidly dispersed, and we've managed in a matter of weeks been able to translate that funds into action and put drugs into people's mouths.
Since the call from United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan went out in 2001, contributions have poured into developing countries from the fund, the World Bank, private foundations, and bilateral donors such as the United States and other Western nations. It's happening at a rate that the countries can't always keep track of. So now international organizations have decided that donors should report to a central authority in a country. But the fund's director, Richard Feachum, says it's not so much the process, but how the money gets spent.
How do you actually design a system in Lusaka, in Kampala, in Kathmandu, wherever we happen to be? We make the money available at the speed that the work is done. And it avoids the accusation that the money might get lost or misappropriated, which would be a real credibility blow to the whole effort.
Feachum says there's no need to hold back money from the fund because it isn't being spent right away. Programs are scaling up, and the fund will need $3.6 billion next year to sustain programs already underway and to support new initiatives. But the Bush administration shows no sign of moving beyond the $200 million a year that it already requests from Congress for the fund. That puts it below the $1.2 billion pledge it made and that the Global Fund was counting on. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.